In today's podcast, we are continuing with our Wealth Mastery series, and we're going to also continue talking about how do we establish new beliefs and new relationships with our money so that we can be on the way to wealth. I have another 9 for you. If you didn't already, go back and listen to the last podcast because I gave the first 9 there. I'm talking about the last 9, and I'm telling you, this is a fantastic list. So I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are part of the CCO Club network of podcasts. You can go to CCOClub.com to find out more of what we're doing to help women in business start, grow, and expand their businesses, right? And we want to be able to help as many women as we can while we're here on earth do what it is that they do. So go over to CCOClub.com to learn more information. The information is also in the notes for this particular show. We're doing this Wealth Mastery series, and I hope you guys are getting some good information from this because I don't know if we talk about this as much as we need to. And what I like to say that even if someone is talking about that, you hear it as many times as you can and as many different ways as you can, because some may hit you in one way and you think about one thing, and then someone else can say it, but they presented it in a different way, and it can have a totally different meaning. You can see something totally, completely different. And so make sure that if your journey right now is to get to wealth mastery, if your journey, and that's the mastery, think about this. The wealth mastery is also about being a master of your finances, right? And it might not be, it's how you are defining wealth, not how culture defines wealth, the world defines wealth, but how you are defining wealth for yourself, for your family, for your legacy, and those that you want to leave things behind to. So that's what's so, so important. And I hope that this series is giving you some insight on some ways that you are able to do that. On the last episode, I started talking about what are some of the things that we have to start doing if we want to build a new relationship and with our money and to begin to establish new beliefs about money. And I'm going to conclude this particular podcast with the next 9 of that list, because it's a long list. And again, this is part of a longer training that I've done. And so I wanted to break it up in 2 parts so the podcast didn't go that long. So what we're talking about today is the first thing is you have to learn more about it. Now, I feel like this one is similar to seek to understand, get clarity. But I really want to say it in a different way. I think that what I'm saying here is that we have to learn more about money in different ways, right? Like if you are a person that you invest in the stock market, right? I want us to learn more about it in ways that we don't know about it, right? I want us to learn how oil affects the dollar, right, around the world. I want us to learn how technology impacts money. I want us to learn more about it from a lot of different ways, how to attain it, how to make it grow. You just want to get engrossed in, and really, I think to get to wealth mastery, we really have to get ourselves engrossed in learning as much as we can about it. Right? We have to get ourselves to a place where we are just like, you know what? I just need to learn more about it. This short series on Netflix, I forget his name. The gentleman who does it, his name is Ramit, and I can't remember his last name, but it was something to the effect of, I will make you rich, or I will teach you how to become rich. But you'll see it, and it's a four-part series on short-part series on Netflix, and he wrote a book about it. And it really was something that helped to impact my life. It really, really, really was. And it was seeing it from a different perspective, right? And the thing is that the more you learn, the more you learn, the more you earn. The more you learn, the more you can be a master of your fate, right? The more you learn, the more that you can get creative with what it is you're doing. And there are so many different aspects to learn about money. If that's what it is you want to do, you can learn about it through real estate, right? You can learn about it through taxes. You can learn about it through debt management. You can learn about it through your 401k. You can learn, there are so many ways. You can learn about it through your business, right? You can learn about it through sales. You can learn about it through recurring revenue. There are so many different ways to learn as much as you can about money. And I really, really, really encourage you to do all that you can with learning about it so that you can increase your wealth. The next thing I have is respect. Now, this has set some people free. I remember years ago. Oh God, I was a young whippersnapper when I heard this. Someone said in church one time that if you learn to take care of your money, it will always find you. And what the preacher was talking about, he was talking about it from the respect of like how he always kept his money in his pocket. Like he never balled his money up. He always unfolded the corners and all this type of stuff. And I tell you, to this day, I fold my money the same. I keep my increments going from low to high. I have a half fold in it if it's in my pocket. There are no creases in it. Like I'm so anal about it because I remembered him saying that. But also, if you're thinking about it from another level, what he's saying is if you take care of your money, it will always find you. Like taking care of it with how I understand it, how I'm utilizing it as a tool. Am I utilizing it to go out and just do stupid stuff, you know, buy stuff that I don't need? Because I'm not taking care of it, right? Or am I doing it and letting it, figuring out how I can make it work for me, how I can let it increase and get stronger so that it can help me and be there for me? Like, do you hear what I'm saying with this? Like, if you respect it, it's going to respect you back, right? And for those of you that are thinking, oh, she's talking crazy with that. Okay. I promise you I'm going to respect my money because I definitely want it to find me. Right? Because I lose nothing if I believe it. My Lord and my God, I lose nothing if I believe that, but I definitely can gain some things if I do it correctly. You hear what I'm saying? All right. So the next thing is if you're trying to develop a better relationship or new belief with money, you have to not manipulate it or allow it to do power plays. Right? No manipulation or power plays. Don't allow your money to manipulate others to do things. Don't allow your money to be a power play. Don't put yourself in a place where you make people need you because you have it and you want them to, you want to always be the person that has to decide to give it to them. You withhold it from them. Like, I just don't believe God honors that. We have to be doing better things, right? We can't be, and watch this, in any relationship, no manipulation or power plays. I told you guys in the last episode that you could take anything that I'm saying here and put it towards any relationship that you have, whether it's a partner relationship, it's a relationship at work, it's a relationship with your body, it's a relationship with your prayer life. No manipulation of power plays. We can't manipulate God. Okay, have a power play against God. We could try. That wouldn't be wise. But you just don't want to put yourself in a place where you're doing that, where you're being dishonest with your money, where you are allowing your money to do to not do the right things. And you know the right things. I'm not even going to speak to them because you already know what they are. So because that's not going to be honorable. And if you make the shifts that you need, you're going to see that that's not something that you want to do in the first place. The next thing is, I think this one is powerful. Don't lose yourself. My Lord and my God. Man, it's so easy, I think, especially depending on how you grew up, to lose yourself in money. And I think that that's even more so true if you have been a person that came from lack, right? You came from lack and you don't want to live a life of lack. And so you can tend to lose yourself in the worry of money. You can lose yourself in the need to attain it, the need to have it. The need to look like you have it, and you can look up and you see that it is absolutely ruling your life in a negative way. You can't not spend things that you can't afford because of what you want to look like and what you want to do. You can't not purchase something that may be out of your price range. You can't say no to yourself. You could just lose yourself in it. And if you find that you have lost yourself in how you have been treating money, it's okay, because now you hear it and now it's something that you want to heal for yourself. And I think that that's absolutely, absolutely positively important for you to see and understand. The next thing I have for you with this, and I hope, again, this is good for you. I hope it's good for you, is compromise. Man, how do we compromise? How do we have a new belief of compromise, right? So one of the things that I like to think about is, if I have been challenged with money, what I'm going to do is I'm going to compromise and say, okay, I can't spend money. I can't do this. But if I can't go out and buy myself anything for this next month because I want to save for a trip. So my compromise is, instead of going out and buying shoes every paycheck like I normally would do, I don't really do that, but I'm using it as an example. I'm doing that. I'm going to compromise and say, I'm going to save this money, and I'm going to put, you know, some of the money in savings and some of the money in a place where when I go on this trip, this is my spending cash, right? Or something like that, right? You're going to have to compromise with your money, and you're going to kind of have to compromise with what it is that you're doing with your money, right? And though I see those things as being very, very different, because one is about a mindset and the other is about what you do, right? We have to begin to change our mindset about money, and then we're going to have to change our actions with money, right? And that's something that's so important. That is so vitally important. And oftentimes we don't want to compromise, especially for those of us who are control freaks. And I said us because I know in some respects I am, but because we always want to, you know, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole of control freak, where I was just about to go, but we don't always want to compromise. We want to do what we want to do. You got to compromise. If you're trying to build wealth, you're going to have to compromise. You're going to have to do something different. If that's what it is that you want to do and where it is that you want to go, we're going to have to do something different. The next is communicate. You're going to have to communicate about your money. One of the things that's important here is if you have lived a life where you, let me say it differently. Many of us in our families and those that are even in our household don't know the truth about what we do with money. Absolutely. Some of us, we haven't even told our partner what it is that we do with our money, right? Not for real, for real. They don't for real know. Some of us are not having verbal conversations with our kids. We're modeling things with our kids. So we're not having the conversation, but we're having an indirect conversation, right? We're having a modeling conversation because somehow it's going to be communicated. Somehow we're either communicating that you can get whatever you want when you go to the store, or you don't, or you have to wait, I promise you, you're communicating something. You're absolutely communicating something. And so I am challenging you to begin thinking about how you're communicating to those that are in your household and how you're communicating to those that you love, right? Verbal and nonverbal. And I'm going to challenge you to begin to have verbal conversations, truthful conversations about where you are, truthful conversations about the struggles, if there are any, truthful conversations about the wins, because we got to teach it. We got to teach those that we love something. We absolutely have to do that. And so I want us to be thinking about how we are communicating, what we are communicating, so that we can get better with our finances, right? So the next one that I have, we're almost done with this, is confront the challenges. Confront the challenges that you may have, whatever they are. You know what? The only way that we can get better at where we are is to confront the challenges. It took, I remember within the last couple of years, I had to take a long, hard look at where I was financially. And I had to take a long, hard look at, you know, the time that in my life where I had 10 properties, money in the bank, doing the things that I want to do. What was different then and now? What was I doing, right? And how did it shifted? What happened? Now, one was the housing market crash in 2008, but I digress. But what if I've done it before? I can do it again, right? And what decisions am I making? Am I taking too long with some of the decisions that I need to make? Because sometimes we are waiting too long to make decisions, and that is very costly to us, right? So I wanted to begin to confront the challenges and look at them head on. I had to begin learning about money in a much different way, right? I had to begin to communicate where I was instead of hiding behind the embarrassment or hiding behind the I don't want people to know where I'm at. Listen, put it out there. Don't let the devil get in your head. Put it out there. And I had to confront those challenges, because that is what was going to set me free, right? That was what was going to set me free. And with that, once I was able to look at that, I went to the next thing, was I had to then have a short memory about it, right? Like, I had to not allow myself to allow my past to continue to impact me. Right? With, well, you lost this or you did this or whatever. And then I got deathly ill when I was when I lived in Texas for several years. And that had a financial impact on me. It took a toll on me. Right. And so but it's like, OK, we here now. Right. We here now with all the things that you've heard in this particular series. You have to say to yourself, we here now. I'm going to confront these things. I'm going to look at these things. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to do the things that Dr. T has been teaching, because these are and don't try to do everything. Do the things that you can do. Right. If you are, I've talked almost about 18 different things. I have two more to go. But I have one more to go. You, if you are doing some of the, and you're 18, you don't, first of all, you're not going to be bad at all of them. And if you think you are, the devil's a liar, because you're not. Right. Yes, you might want to get better at some of them, but you're not bad at all of them. Let's be clear about that. You're not bad at all of them. And pick one or two that you can start with and do that work first. Then go to the next thing that you can do. Because if you're trying to do everything, you're not going to do anything well. Right. And it might take you longer because you can't focus on one or two things. So I really want you to hear my words when I say that is have a short memory. Take the first few things that you have to take and do what you have to do with those, because that's going to be very, very important. And finally, you got to be all in. You absolutely positively have to be all in on making this thing different. You have to be all in making things different, because if you're not, if you're you know, you want to like, I don't have to communicate with it, or I don't have to do this, or I don't have to do that. Well, then you're not all in. It's like, I want to be free of whatever may be holding me back. That's not going to allow me to be the best person that I can be financially, right? Leave the legacy that I want to leave to my family, right? Like, we have to be all in. And here is the final thing, because I only have a few more things that I think will also help you in this particular section, is to create wealth through activating a money mindset. That's what you have to do. You have to want to create wealth through activating a money mindset. And what that does, what you do with that is it helps you to know, well, here's the question. What does wealth look like now and in the future? We're going to activate this money mindset. So I want you to be thinking about that. And we have to be thinking about what does that look like now? What does wealth look like to me? Now I want to teach you how to do wealth within reason. Now what ends up happening is let's say wealth right now is having $100,000 in the bank. Let's just say that's what I'm saying. Now, the reason why for most of us that's not going to be realistic is because you probably have less than $10,000 in the bank. And what ends up happening is we say a number that is very unrealistic based on where we are with our finances, where we are with our life, where we are with our business, what's going on. And in a year from now, say, I can put another $100,000 in the bank, when you don't have the plan to do that. You have the dream to do that, but you don't have the plan to do that. Most people, what you want to do is whatever it is that you have, say, I want to do that plus 20% more. 20%. So if you have $10,000 in the bank, 20% more of that is another $2,000. So that if you took you a year to get $10,000, let's say I want to get $12,000 next year, right? Whatever the case may be, you're saying, well, then this next year, I want to do 20% more than where I already am. That's realistic. Because watch this, surpass it if you think Dr. T is crazy. But it won't be unrealistic. That might set somebody free. It will not be unrealistic. And what we have to do is we have to put realistic goals out there. So we can put a realistic goal out there now for what wealth looks like. And then we could put a realistic goal in the future. Again, I want your now to be from the time that you are listening to this particular episode to 1 year from now. Right. Even though I know that includes our future, I want us to say our now is within the next 12 months. And then I want us to say our future is the next 3 to 5 years. That's what I want to do, because I want us to start having these, again, creating wealth through activating a money mindset. We got to start thinking about this and looking at it and putting a plan together for it, because that's what you have to do. Another thing is money management. You got to start managing your money much better. You got to have a money management system like. Putting 20% over here, or putting 5% over there, or putting a particular dollar amount over there. You got to start managing money in a better way, managing what you're buying, managing what you're doing. Heck, I wish some of us would say, you know what? I have enough clothes in the closet. I'm going to go 6 months. 6 months of next year, I'm not really going to buy anything. I'm going to spend less than $1,000 on any of that. I'm spending less than $100 a month on any new clothes. And you might even try to get less than that. But put a challenge to yourself. My God, put a challenge to yourself, because absolutely you can do it. Now, I've done it, and I did it when I got sick, unbeknownst to me. So now it's easier for me to do. Maybe you say a month. Maybe you got to go do 10 days, but stretch that thing out as far as you can go, because we have to develop a money management system. Hey, if you don't know a money management system, do some research. Again, learn about it. Learn about it, right? Ask questions about it. Find a system that's going to work for you. And watch this. Most of the time, your banks already have articles they've written on it, things that you can take, courses you could do right there with them, because they do want to, they want to get our money. They do want us to, in some ways, help us to be financially savvy. Here's my next thing. Saving must be like paying a bill. You have to set up your savings like you're paying a bill, like you're paying your light bill, your rent, your mortgage, your cards, your gas, your car note. You have to do savings like it's a bill. Under no uncertain terms can you get away from that. You have to do it. Because that's what's going to help us to leave something for others. That's what's going to help us to begin to do the things that we need to do. Is you have to, you must, you hear me say must, underline it, circle it, star it. You must treat saving like you are paying a bill. This is going to help you to create wealth through activating a money mindset, because you're going to have to do it every paycheck or every time you get an income. You got to do it like you pay your tithes. If you pay your tithes, you pay yourself. Put it in savings. If you're not paying your tithes, I'm praying for you to get there in the way that works for you, right? And test God on it. He said it in his word. I'm going to go past that one. The next thing I want you to do, only have three more things. Invest. Investing. This is how you're creating wealth through activating the money mindset. You have to either invest your money, your talent, or your time. Maybe right now in this season, your investing is in your time to learn, right? Maybe investing is your actual money. Maybe investing is in your talent, what you can do. And maybe that doing something is something that we've already talked about. So you got to invest something that's going to relate to what is going to help you get where you want to be with wealth mastery. You got to invest something. And next thing, got to increase your knowledge. Read, watch documentaries, do some research. It's everywhere. There's no excuse. It's free. Yes, there's some paid, but there's a lot. There's a whole heck of a lot that's free that you can get to. And you have to have timelines and check-ins. You have to have timelines and check-ins because you have to inspect what you expect. Right? Maybe you do it weekly. Maybe you do it monthly. Maybe you have accountability partner, which I think is absolutely imperative to have, you know, that just like, okay, let's just check in, see how you're doing, get people to hold you accountable, right? Because those are the things that are going to add a blessing to what it is that you're doing. It's going to add a blessing to what it is you're doing. I am praying, Father, I thank you for my sisters and even my brothers that may be listening to this particular series on wealth mastery. God, I'm hoping that there are things that are being said that you gave me this particular information to write, and that I'm hoping that it is a blessing to my family that is listening to it, and that it will cause us to do some things different. It'll cause us to be better. It'll cause us to allow ourselves to use our money as a tool instead of our money using us. My Lord and my God, I thank you for what it is that you've given me to say. And again, God, I'm hoping that it's going to just continue to set us free. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. As I said, I'm a child of the King, the mother of a king to be, otherwise known as Dr. T, your girl over here. And I am hopeful that you are getting something out of this particular podcast series. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.